Hello, I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to a very special episode of Ménage à Trois Radio.
Ooh, you bet your teats. And by the sound of that song, I'm sure you recognized, we have a very special guest on this episode.
We can't believe we got him, but
no,
we did.
We bagged him. The one and only, the legendary George Lucas. And he joined us for our live show at the UCB Theater in Chelsea after dark.
A couple years back. It's a lost episode.
This is a lost episode we've dug up. It's been decades, perhaps, since this recording. But, you know, with the high-profile guests, the lawyers, they got to fucking sift through everything with a fine-tooth comb, make sure no disparaging remarks were said. Or
his people cut out probably a half an hour of really juicy material that we may release upon our death.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll leave it to our estate. But for now, just dive on in. Sit back, relax, and get into those wars from the stars. George Lucas.
Hey, remember when he was saying who Luke's father was?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing our intro.
Haz, this is the intro. We're supposed to like dive into the episode.
Jesus Christ. Without further ado, Mr. George Lucas.
It's Darth Vader.
Ménage à trois.
Haz, spoiler.
Well, we like to wine and dine our guests here.
Sure. We try to be a fancy podcast.
We asked Mr. Lucas what his favorite beverage was.
Seltzer,
yes.
Turns out George Lucas' favorite beverage is carbonated water.
It's bubbly and exciting.
Ours is booze, because we're a functioning alcoholic, so we have some of this booze here.
Functioning, So do you find carbonated water sexier than plain old spring water?
No, they're both, still or carbonated, both equally appealing. But tonight I've chosen sparkling water.
Thank you for that.
It's a little bit more exciting, a little bit more action-packed, but sometimes you want still.
It feels exciting.
I think so.
Now, in the Star Wars universe, what would you say the sexiest beverage is?
Great question.
Sexiest beverage. Well, we don't really, in the films anyway, we didn't really talk much about
the beverages aren't listed,
they're not named.
What have we seen people drink?
Well, in the Creature Cantina, people were imbibing. We didn't dwell on it in particular. I would say they're probably comparable to our universe's beverages.
So there's a seltzer.
There's a seltzer there. I don't know that seltzer is necessarily the sexiest drink.
No. It's for those in the working the program in the Star Wars universe. Maybe in that bar. You still want to go?
Oh shit!
Oh!
Oh! Tap the tip. We have this woman in.
That wasn't tap the tip. That was not tap the tip. Oh. No, that was. This was about to be a song about seltzer.
Oh, come on.
We'll let Fred be the judge for the final ruling.
I will not override
Roman's call. It wasn't
right.
Wasn't at the tip. But I love the effort and the enthusiasm. Yeah. So that was the seltzer song.
Mr. Lucas, are you single?
No, I'm married.
Married?
That's right.
Married?
My second marriage.
Second marriage.
Yes.
So the first one stopped.
The first one stopped. True story, Marcia, my first wife, left me for the man. He was the worker who made the stained glass that you'll see if you enter Skywalker Ranch. In the foyer.
Oh, no.
No, she was only with him for a few years. It didn't last.
So you were monitoring. After she left you for him, you...
No, I was coupled in.
You coupled it.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It's fine. I'm happier. I am. I won. I've got a good life. I don't think Marcia has a great life. My wife, Melody, is 46. I'm 71.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Sounds like bragging.
Not bragging, just facts. If facts are bragging, you can read into it what you like, but those are just true things.
Which one's the prequel marriage?
Yes.
The first one is the prequel marriage, but I lived it chronologically, so if I had released them the way I released the movies, I would have released this one first. It has a happy ending. Then I would release the marriage to Marcia second, and it has a sad ending. My marriage with Melody, I think, will end with Yub Nub, and my marriage to Marsha ended with no. That's a reference to the Star Wars movies for those of you gentlemen who yelled out that I created them. And in which one of those marriages was the CGI Jar Jar Binks your best man? Was there one where
second marriage?
Second marriage. Yeah. Yeah. Jar Jar didn't exist during my first marriage.
No.
But I created him. Question. Created him during the second one, so now we're buds.
Well,
Jar Jar's my pal. You know, he's my friend. He's a funny guy. He's great. I love him.
He's good looking.
Misa loves Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. Jar Jar's my pet. Jar Jar's my friend.
I brought a few sexy Star Wars things with me.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Well, one is I brought this lightsaber, which I thought it seemed very sexual. That's from the animated series Droids.
How is that sexual, Mr. Lucas?
In a pinch. I think you could probably use
that. I mean, how is that not sexual? Look at that.
For our listeners at home, Mr. Lucas brought a lightsaber that you press a button and a dildo comes out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Given your feelings.
Length over girth, I would say, for those.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how the audience feels, but it's, I mean,
the lightsabers were, there are not a lot of girthy ones.
No.
I saw a picture from the new one where it looks like they jut out at the sides. And then
yeah, what's this? There's now, yeah.
I don't know.
Ripped for her pleasure.
I don't know what that would be. Because the lightsabers are a clear metaphor for a phallus.
Sure.
But no one has, I don't know anyone who has two smaller penises that jut out. Perpendicular. No. Perpendicular?
No.
Like, I don't even know what function that would serve.
It'd be
well,
just
it makes no
novelty.
Sense as a metaphor. But as a metaphor, it doesn't
but
work.
But it's like a cross.
I guess so. But is it cross phallic? I mean, that's a...
Oh my God.
I mean,
well,
a crucifix is phallic. I mean, just the cross alone, but with the Jesus, the ripped...
I mean, in the movie, in the motion picture, The Exorcist,
mm-hmm.
The young girl who's possessed by the devil,
she
uses a crucifix on her private parts.
Yeah, vagina.
Be respectful and call it.
Well, it's a horrific scene.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's my favorite part.
What we learned from that film is anything can be used as a dildo in a pinch. You're possessed by the devil, and you just find something and you fuck it.
Very true.
I also brought along what I thought was the most sexual Star Wars dessert. And this is for the new movie. I brought a packet of Star Wars The Force Awakens Go-Gurt. And these have glow-in-the-dark lightsaber tubes. I think, Phil, with you, I haven't opened this.
Are they edible?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's marketed as food, but...
Yeah, well, I mean... But I thought maybe I'm gonna try one of these, and I don't know if we want to share.
Yeah, you wanna try
one? And then I think we'll have enough left.
I think it's Star Wars jizz.
Yeah, it's filled with yogurt. I'm gonna set one aside for me. Oh, this has 3PO and R2. Those are classic characters. Ooh, that one's just got a lightsaber. Say what yours have on them. They have different characters on the.
Mine has Chewbacca.
Oh, they all have a lightsaber on one side and then characters on the other. Chewbacca's a great character. I created that.
Who do you have
on the other side?
I got a Stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper's classic character.
Natalie Portman.
Here, I'll give you a BB-8 one. I don't know who that is. Oh, these are all new characters. So we have. Everyone in the show has got one, and I've got a few left over for audience members, but not for those two people who don't know how to pronounce the word create. Is it all right if I give these out to audience members?
I mean, as long as people want to eat this.
I mean, these are all new characters. There's
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams when you were doing the first one
that we'd make yogurt?
That it would somehow, at some point, at this stage of your life, be a yogurt?
I mean, no. Truthfully, when I wrote them, I wasn't planning any dairy products at all.
Oh, that's a little inside information.
So what do you work? I've never had yogurt before. That's true. It's true.
Never had yogurt or go-gurt?
I've had yogurt before, but I've never had go-gurt before. Do I just put my mouth over the end of it and...
Pretend you're on the go. It's like, you got this, you got somewhere to be.
I'm retired.
Your mom just handed this to you.
This would have been handy for me before. I don't need it now. I'm never really that much of a hurry that I couldn't get a spoon and eat it from a cup. I think even at my peak, I probably could have taken time to get a spoon and eat right. from a cup.
I don't know how on the go this really is.
Am I supposed to put my mouth over the...
And just take
and
a big old...
Hand up
over the end of it?
Yeah.
Tug it a little bit?
But I see I tore it in an uneven way, so it's like the tip of it is cut wrong.
Every Go-Gurt is different.
Every Go-Gurt's different?
Yeah. Yes.
So do I peel that? Do I peel back this part and then put my mouth over the end of it?
Yeah. There you go.
Peel back the top.
Am I supposed to suck it out or squeeze it out?
Suck. You gotta suck.
I feel like I would squeeze it out.
I mean, if you're into it, you suck. I mean, if you want to just fart
like
around, you're
versus defense. George Lucas is sucking down a Go-Gurt.
He's on the offensive.
Yeah. Making it out.
Also, just house the entire thing.
Does it taste like Stormtrooper? Stormtrooper? Stormtrooper?
Wow, it's gone.
Stormtrooper?
That was the equivalent of a keg stand for someone who's concerned with their digestive systems.
Yeah.
Yogurt's good for digestion.
I didn't even look to see.
Was there any cotton candy at the bottom?
I can see there's a hint of it, but it is mostly tastes like plain yogurt.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, you're to blame. I think you need to speak to you.
No, this is Force Awakens stuff. I don't have anything to do with this.
You completely removed at this point.
Yeah, I mean, this I would have made it taste like cotton candy. I don't know if that's what the new movie... Like, a lot of people are really excited about the new movie, but it could be metaphor. Mm. Like, you think it's going to be cotton candy, but it's just plain yogurt. yogurt was a great character in the classic Star Wars spoof Spaceballs.
Yes, it was.
Played by Mel Brooks.
Yep.
A spoof.
Yoda was yogurt.
Yeah.
Who in here, though, also... I mean, this movie's going to make a fucking $1 billion, but who in here is actually genuinely excited for the new Star Wars movie? Is anyone really? We got one?
One of the two suspects, they each turned on each other. The two friends, we should say they're two friends. I assume friends.
Yeah.
Friends or lovers.
You have to say it.
I don't have to say it, you just have to know that. You just have to know.
Wait, somebody just tapped the tip.
Someone tapped that tip.
All right. If you'd like to step up, Mr. Fred Carlos can get you a t-shirt. Congratulations. What's your name?
Chris,
thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And for being on point with the tap the tip sound effect.
I loved your gentle nature with the phallus.
Yeah, you did.
I went in really hard the first time. So
yeah.
Second time.
Live and learn.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
The two friends, I think they're friends, but they did sell each other out immediately. They each, when they wanted yogurt, they claimed that the other one had yelled out.
Yes.
Every time you look at them, they still point at each other.
Were there snitch characters in Star Wars?
Yeah. Who got stitches? Who were the snitches?
I mean, Lando.
Original, but Lando.
I mean, he kind of sold him out. Set him up. But then he turned, does a good turn in the end. That's a spoiler.
That's a 40-year-old spoiler.
30-something years old.
I think we should find out a little more about our guest, Mr. George Lucas.
Sure, I think we should.
In a segment we like to call Six Sections.
Yes, these are rapid-fire sex questions.
Six rapid-fire questions now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So all you have to do, Mr. Lucas, is answer as quickly as you can.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Begins now. George Lucas, which U.S. president would you bomb?
Would I bomb?
Bone.
Oh, no.
Bone, 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 bone.
Bone, Krupa, Stone Krupa.
And it has to be an actual president who
served
us now.
I mean, I've
trended toward heterosexual, so the timing of this is unfortunate, because this would be an easy question a year from now.
Yes. That was a prophetic.
Spoiler.
Yeah, that's spoiler alert for real life. I'll say Warren G. Harding.
Ooh.
All right. And please remember these are rapid fire.
Well, I'm 71 years old. That was rapid.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right, number two, Mr. George Lucas, what's the sexiest animal, earthly or otherwise?
Ewok.
George, neck, back, pussy, or crack?
Neck.
All right.
You're asking what is my most prominent feature now?
Flaunt it if you got it, you know?
Oh, Would you rather be filmed sucking a robot's dick for 24 hours or get 3 fingers cut off?
Oh, that's a question between Empire or, because Luke got his hand cut off. That's my least favorite Star Wars movie. So I'll say robot dick, sucking robot's dick.
Robot dick, nice.
Yeah, I like droids. Flora or fauna? Fauna. Flowers are boring.
And lastly, if you had to make love on one Star Wars set, which one would you choose?
Easy choice. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. By that point, it was just a green screen room, but you can make it anywhere you want. And we perfected it by that point. It was not as... By that point, we really knew what we were doing.
I think that's interesting, because that's kind of like saying, if the love is there, you can make any place work.
That's right, and also I don't want to have sex in the desert.
This has been Six Sections with George Lucas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6.
I like that corresponds with the same number as the two trilogies.
The two trilogies.
6 real Star Wars movies, and I started doing the new ones. New ones are fan fiction.
They're all just fan fiction.
That's what I mean. That's what I think, sort of, you know.
What do you think of JJ?
He seems like a good kid. Doesn't listen. J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
Unless you mean Jar Jar Binks. In which case, he's great.
Yeah.
Is that a trick? You're trying to trick me? I have very different feelings about those two individuals.
J.J. Jar Jar Binks. It turns out that they're the same person. Not so fast.
Another false start with the tip.
And also a tender tap.
Don't worry, that likes to lots of guys.
I think people can just come up and touch it, right?
Yeah, anyone who wants to.
It doesn't have to be a thing. It doesn't have to be for a t-shirt.
No, it can just be for...
Oh, that's true. I touch it all the time.
It can be for fun.
Ew. Wait, did you wash that?
No.
No.
Are you afraid of vaginal fluids?
Wait, I don't touch it with my vagina.
I'll point out...
That was a different question entirely.
The gentleman who came up to tap the tip is the same part of this troublesome duo. And when he asked if it was washed, he started wiping his hand on his friend. This friendship is problematic. Yeah.
This guy's a real pill.
Throwing each other under the bus. You know, we want to celebrate... these two may not be a power couple. They may also be. I don't know. But we do have a power couple that we want to discuss in a little number called PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week. You know him, a charming smuggler and captain of the Millennium Falcon.
And you know him, an 8-foot-tall, adorable Wookiee.
Power couple of the week.
We're talking Han Solo.
And Chewbacca, as you well know.
Chewbacca and Han Solo.
Now you created this power couple.
That's right.
This is a bromance for the ages.
They're great friends. It's a deep friendship. Lasts forever.
Sure.
They never betray each other. They never sell each other out. They'll never give up on each other. When it's life day, Han will change all his plans and go to the Wookiee home planet and take him there in time to celebrate the favorite holiday of the year. You know, they're friends. It's nothing more powerful than friendship. True friendship.
Who would you rather fuck?
I mean, probably Han.
Based on the species, or?
I know what a Wookiee's genitalia is like because I created them.
Give us
it's mysterious
in relation to just using that rubber dick on the stool as a base model.
Well,
Wookiee,
that would be rare to see on a Wookiee because it's completely shaved genitals. A Wookiee's genitals are completely covered in fur.
Hair, but is it like the lipstick with the dog? Does nothing come out of the hair, or it's just all hair?
What do you mean?
Like with the dog, you see like the, you know, they have.
I've never had sex with a dog. What happens?
I mean, I wouldn't call it sex that I had. I mean, we're just fucking
Wookiee dick, Wookiee dick, Wookiee dick, Wookiee, Wookiee dick.
You got hair, and then like the actual penis.
Right. It's not like a dog. No, they're different. They're Wookiees. They're very different.
All right.
But I guess it's similar, sure.
Sure. My point is there's some part of a Wookiee's cock that is not covered in fur, yes?
No. It's all covered in fur. Otherwise, you'd see it. He's not wearing pants.
No.
You'd see it. I show it all, but you can't see it's covered in fur.
It's so tiny then, because from the scenes I remember.
That's flaccid. I never show him fully. Believe me. I would have loved to have shown it, but that's not the nature of the films.
Sure.
That's not the story we were telling.
Sure.
If you ever notice that there's a scene in Star Wars where Chewbacca's in one place and then there's a passage of time, you can assume that maybe in between there he got aroused,
at least half a chub.
Maybe
was stimulated to. Yeah. All these characters have digestive systems. They go to the bathroom. We don't show that either. They all have sexual drive. We never show. You know, we don't show Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru having sex. You know, clearly they're in a loving, long-term relationship.
Right.
They never conceive children of their own. But that doesn't mean they're not practicing sexual activity.
You know what else you didn't show? These are the genitals I'm more interested in.
Sure.
Wookiees. Because the Wookiee, I can imagine.
These aren't the genitals you're looking for.
No, not. Genitals I'm concerned with are jobs. Now,
yeah,
in this scene, too. Now, you chose not to show.
They're wearing robes.
The robes.
Little brown.
Sure.
Kind of like culottes. What the Jawas wear are kind of like culottes. But they're short, so they go full length because they got little legs. If you want to know what their genitals look like, you know how their eyes look in those robes?
Yes.
That's the same. It'd just there'd be one.
Oh, that's a horrifying image.
Not if you're a Jawa. It's delightful.
True.
That's what you want.
Now, Princess Leia.
Yeah.
There's a big controversy about this costume now.
Disney
says no more to the Leia.
They said no more.
Bikini,
she can't wear a bikini anymore.
Well, I think they're not selling it as much anymore.
I guess not. Well, that's down to Disney. If they don't want to make money, don't sell Leia in a bikini.
Well, the complaint is there's all these gender male costumes coming out
right.
The Star Wars franchise, and the lady costume is just like a little gold shitty bikini from a sex slave scene.
Yeah. Jabba the Hutt's a bad guy. He took her sex slave because Jabba, he identifies as hetero.
How does that sex
cis.
Work?
Jabba is cis.
He's cis.
Yeah. He's dead cis.
He's in the, yeah.
I get that. But now logistically then.
Yeah.
What was the, because that's what I'm saying with the genitals. How did that?
He's one big genital. You see it all.
Oh, he just,
yeah.
He entered his entire body?
Yeah. The way it works, because he goes from tiny tail up to big slug. So the way, it's sort of the way he will size out an orifice is he'll place the tip into an orifice.
Place the tip.
And then work his way until he is entirely inside of someone. It's horrible. I would never film that scene. It would be a nightmare.
No.
Because I think,
did you storyboard it though? Was there ever even a...
Yeah, we storyboarded.
Did you have like consultants? Did you like talk to a biologist?
No, because I would have to invent a biologist. This is a made up universe, Fred.
So this is all from your message.
This is me. I'm the biologist, all right? And what I'm saying is, even if you consent initially, I think eventually there'd be a point where you'd be like, no. No one's that big.
It sounds like fisting, kind of.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta size it out.
Does this bother you, or?
Not now. It's time. There was a time it would have bothered me.
Okay.
There was a time, and this is true, that it was known at Skywalker Ranch there were Star Wars porn parodies, but woe be it that you were a Skywalker or Lucasfilm employee and you like brought it up to me in a funny way, like, hey, did you see this? I would not react well to
well?
It. No, I would
was
be
this
very...
between marriages or what was your...
First marriage, the early days, people would be like, they learned very quickly, I didn't find it funny when people made Star Wars dirty.
I see that.
Yeah. What were those porn parodies called?
I don't remember. Star Fox or whatever.
You must invent.
The Empire Sucks Cock. Return of the Rim Job.
I've seen that one,
greatest
actually.
Hits.
The in-camera effects are impressive.
Star Wars.
Oh, yes. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
What's
Star
that?
Wars.
Oh, Star Wars.
I thought he was just yelling Star Wars again. We're not going to show it no matter how many times you yell.
Star Wars!
I did feel good for a second when I thought someone was just requesting I wanted to see Star Wars. Oh, that's great. People still want to see it. I didn't bring a copy.
Now that
that's not true. I did bring a copy.
There's a copy,
yeah, sure.
But in a situation where you know people are going to make these parodies, if you had to watch
it.
Two of your... Let's just call them your children, just because you created them.
Right.
Or you ruined them, depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
Oh, it still works.
Would you want to watch fuck?
19-year-old Anakin and 22-year-old or whatever, Amidala. Maybe she's a little older than 22 at that point. But I think that's the romance.
Yeah.
Attack of the Clones episode 2, anyone seen it? Anyone seen Attack of the Clones episode, Star Wars episode 2, Attack of the Clones?
Nope. We have one, unfortunately.
What did you say?
I said unfortunately.
Oh, you mispronounced the phrase. I'm a lucky son of a bitch.
You got one lucky son of a bitch.
I would call that one Attack of the Bones.
If you're doing a porn parody.
Thank you.
So those two characters, young, dumb, full of cum. That's what we all want to see, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's the romance of all the movies. So that's the first one that comes to mind.
Yep.
Second would be probably Luke and Leia before they find out.
Forbidden love.
Yeah.
But the scenario would be maybe Luke and Leia find out, but then Han comes in and he's like, I just found something out. Your brother and sister. And then Luke has to get up, and then Han's like, but I'm not your brother. I'm your lover.
But also, I think interesting too, you're talking about just the humans. You know what I mean? Like, I think just for shit, it's not that I would be able to jazz off to it, but I would like to at least see like R2-D2 fucking Jabba. You know? So
I'm
a fucking robot and a creature.
I would never do that to R2-D2. Destroy him.
Ooh.
R2-D2 is no like. He would just be. He would be destroyed. There's no flexibility there. Maybe Jabba and Bib Fortuna or Salacious Crumb. Like, even Salacious Crumb is small, but he's wiry, and I think his brain might expand.
He
like,
can make.
Like, he stuff a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Then I think maybe Salacious Crumb.
It's like
and also, I think you would like that, but R2 I know wouldn't. It would just be an act of destruction.
Yeah.
Even the initial part would just be R2 would be like, wah! You know that noise that R2 makes when things are wrong?
Oh.
Imagine that. Imagine how horrible that would be. That's it.
But it's hard to know. It's like, you know, the agony and the ecstasy. You don't know. You're like, R2, are you?
No, I know. R2 wouldn't like that.
Right. Because can a robot of his caliber consent? Can he even consent?
Of course R2 can consent. He's sentient. He has his own free will. All
right.
And he would have sex with another droid, like with R5-D4. But no, like, I can imagine, like, R2, like, when he's projecting the image that Princess Leia puts that image in of her, I can imagine... R2-D2, as you said, jazzing off to that footage, like watching over it again.
Yeah.
Sure. What was your term, jazzing off?
Burp is jazzing off to everything.
This is a true story. This is a true fact, and you can look this up. This is true, 100% true. The music that. If you watch the third movie with Cy Snoodles and the band in Jabba's palace, which is the Max Rebo band, he's the one who's like blue and lumpy and sits in like a round little keyboard hot tub. The style of music that he plays is called jizz music.
Jizz?
And that's canon, and you can look it up.
Yeah.
Jizz music. So when they jizz off, that's jazzing off.
That's just freeform jizz.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right, George. You have a lot of life experience. You've had two
71.
Marriages. You're 71 years
That's right.
old. Would you mind helping us answer a few listener love questions?
Not at all.
I think a couple audience members have asked a few questions that...
They might need help with their hearts and parts. Is that true, friend?
We've got a lot. I think everyone participated today.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Thank you, everyone.
Well, let's pick a couple out of there.
All right. This one is just tap the tip ? I think that's a game theory question.
Interesting.
Another one is just...
The answer to that is yes, tap the tip.
Hayden Christensen ?
Yes.
That's a yes.
That's
okay.
The answer.
The answer to Hayden Christensen.
Here we go.
Yes.
Why don't you wear a wedding ring?
Oh.
Okay.
This one is directed at George.
At George? Why am I not wearing a wedding? Well, I'm a CGI one, but we don't get reception down here.
Interesting.
So you've now gotten to the point where you prefer CGI.
Living the digital life. Anything that I can do in CGI, I'll do in CGI. But you know, I don't get a signal down here, so you'll see it. If you see me when I leave, you'll see it appear whenever I get back. We're in a basement theater right now. It's one of the downfalls of it. I don't know if this place is wired for digital.
No.
Are we wired for digital down here?
No, I don't think so.
Nice try, though.
Murph, you don't wear a wedding ring. We're married.
No, we are married.
I don't really like rings. I tried a pinky ring once in my younger days.
Fat fingers.
Those are guys with fucking bad fingers. If you put on a ring and then your fingers swell or something like that, if you ever tried to take off a ring and you can't get it off, it's a nightmare. It's really, truly terrifying.
Yeah.
I would never wear a real ring again, ever. Not ever.
Just CJ rings.
Because you feel like you're going to lose your finger. You feel like you're going to have to cut your finger off to get the ring off.
Fat fingers.
Bro, do you wear a wedding ring? Hell
yeah. Does wear a wedding ring.
Hey.
Anyone in here married wear a wedding ring? Don't wear a wedding ring?
Yay or nay?
You guys wear friendship rings? Probably not.
This next question might be not relevant to a multi-millionaire. Is it in...
Billionaire... So if that's what you mean, it might be only a question for billionaires?
I misspoke. Is it in good form to have sex when your roommate is home and awake?
Is it in good form to have sex when your roommate is home in a wig?
Yes.
I think when you enter into a contract to live with someone, then yes, that could be on the table.
Yeah, part of living with someone is having sex. I think the only time a respect issue would come up is if you were, like, fucking on the kitchen table while they were eating.
Common area, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or you, like, went into their room. But if you're doing consensual adult acts in your own room...
That's on the lease. That
do
better
it
be
more.
On the lease.
Fat fingers.
Use those fat fingers.
When is the best time to make love?
At 71, you're probably more of a morning glory guy, right? If you gotta wake up and get it done, you probably fall asleep by 5 p.m., I guess.
Well, you're making a lot of assumptions.
I am. I'm stereotyping the elderly.
The true answer to this question is whenever you want.
Wow.
Fat fingers.
What is your dream menage?
My dream menage?
Fog machine's going.
I've always wanted to make a film with Akira Kurosawa. And probably my friend, my buddy Steve.
George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and Kurosawa.
That's right.
Just
make a film together.
Fucking in a bedroom.
Have sex?
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, but we'd probably make
but
a movie
you make
too.
A film out of it.
That would be the reason I'd be doing it.
Sure.
Like, I'll do this, but then we gotta make a movie.
Steve's fingers.
Would we do I think we could probably both agree on like David Bowie. If we had to like agree
yeah.
on
David one. Bowie from Labyrinth, yes.
Jared?
Jared.
That codpiece?
That codpiece is impressive.
Keep the codpiece on.
Do you know that he made all of his own costumes for that movie?
I know that, of course. Saved on budget.
Yeah, see, those were days before digital.
Yeah, we did most of that practical. It was all practical.
So many,
but that was a real help. And I was saying, David, thank you for chipping in on costumes.
But also, if you make your own costumes and then you create a huge codpiece for yourself.
Well, that's your right.
Yeah.
Like, I did have that issue. I said, David, I know what you did.
Last summer.
Yeah.
When we were in pre-production for this movie.
Well, because you don't notice it when you're a kid. And then
no,
you
no,
watch
no.
Labyrinth as an adult. And
right.
there's like the little...
Yeah, it's a little Easter. That's for the parents.
Just next to David Bowie's dick.
Yeah.
That was for the parents.
Yeah, so like, that's a movie that is for all ages. Kids can watch it and they enjoy for the fantasy and the adventure. But the parents can be like, David Bowie's got a large comic piece.
Fat fingers.
Please complete this sentence. George Lucas, blank in the streets, blank in the sheets.
Oh, Jedi in the streets, Sith in the sheets.
Incredible.
Would you rather fillet Jar Jar or Jabba the Hutt?
Jar Jar. Jabba's a rapist. No. I wouldn't do anything for Jabba the Hutt. He's a scumbag. He's a really horrible creature. Jar Jar's great. He would be sensitive, caring. You'd laugh. You'd love. I don't know. I mean, I know there's people who don't like Jar Jar Binks, but he's a good guy. He always tries his best. I mean, these used to be qualities that people would respect. And I think a lot of people really like Jar Jar Binks. There's a great new theory that he's a secret villain in the movies. It's fun. That's not true. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
I fillet him in a heartbeat.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
I did date Linda Ronstadt.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Also, you have a Twitter at
G Lucas Talk Show. You can follow me. See tweets. Sometimes it's jokes.
We also, Rowan Peters of the Magic Touch has given us so many great moments tonight. Let's give a little love for Rowan.
You guys, he's butt naked back here.
Yeah.
We'd also like to give up for our bartender this evening, Mr. Carlos.
Hey, Carlos. Thank you for helping us out tonight. Thank you to Tremaine.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Thank you, Tremaine. Thank you to the audience for coming.
Follow us on Twitter at Menage Radio.
Yes.
We have a podcast every Wednesday.
On
free
UCB
new
Comedy.
Episodes on UCB Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. Thank you, thank you.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.